proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast. We begin a series today about the pre-Israelite inhabitants of Canaan. We look at that group known as the Amorites. Before God brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan, several groups already lived in that territory. The Amorites comprised one such grouping. The Amorites descended from Noah's son Ham, as noted in the 10th chapter of Genesis. Their name possibly originated from a Hebrew word that meant to speak, or possibly from a different word denoting a mountain. Both potential derivations implied that the Amorites constituted a prominent group in pre-Israelite Canaan. The term Amorites encompassed the Canaanite groups in general. In Genesis chapter 48, for instance, Jacob alluded to land, quote, which I took out of the hands of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow, unquote. Moses told the Israelites in the first chapter of Deuteronomy, quote, ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us, unquote. God also reminded the Israelites in the second chapter of Amos' prophecy. He said that, quote, I brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite, unquote. Some Amorites inhabited the hill country of Canaan, which later became part of the land allotted to these descendants of Jacob. These Amorites fought against non-Canaanite overlords before the Jews ever entered into the land. According to the 14th chapter of Genesis, for instance, a confederation of 5 Mesopotamian kings defeated, quote, the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. Another colony of Amorites dwelt near the Jordan River, north of the city called Arnon. According to Numbers chapter 21, that town lay on the border between the Moabites and the Amorites. In Genesis 15, God told Abraham that he would not, at least at that time, that he would not give the land of Canaan to that patriarch, since, in God's words, quote, the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full, unquote. Given the reference to the gods of the Amorites in Joshua chapter 24, it would seem that idolatry constituted one of the major sins of that group. God's statement about the idolatrous Jews in Ezekiel 16, where God described them as thy father was an Amorite, would appear to confirm that assessment of the Amorites being renowned for their idolatry. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they defeated 2 Amorite monarchs, Sihon, who was the king of Heshbon, and Og, who was the king of Bashan. The Amorites also comprised part of an alliance which fought against the Israelites, as recorded in the 11th chapter of the book of Joshua. The Israelites did not always emerge victorious in their conflicts against the Amorites. According to Judges chapter 1, for example, quote, the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley, unquote. The Amorites indeed constituted a sizable obstacle to the Israelites possessing the land of Canaan. Nonetheless, in Exodus chapter 23, God promised the Jewish nation that, quote, mine angel shall go before thee, unquote. That could have meant that God would actually send an angelic being to defeat the Amorites and the other Canaanite tribes, or simply an indication that God's presence would be with the Israelites when they conquered these tribes. Nonetheless, the principle remains clear. What God promised he would do, he performed. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.